Well, the how about the place where you kept your cattle? What did you call that?
Cattle shed.
Cattle shed.
Mm-hmm.
And how about hogs?
Well, hog house or hog pen. Of course, a hog house was where they slept, and a pen was is where they had to run outside.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call that a hog run?
No, we called it a hog pasture or a hog pen.
Uh-huh. And, well, a farm that does nothing but raise cattle, what did you call that?
Well, it's called a cattle farm, I reckon. You got a dairy farm on there?
Yeah, that's what I was interested in.
Well, lots of fellows fed cattle and pastured them. And then dairy, of course, would be different. That'd be milk cows. Cattle farm, as a rule, are steers. They raise steers.
Mm-hmm.
And pasture, I know one man that had 160 acres. Well, he had about 700 acres, and he had 160 acres in pasture. He generally kept about 200 head of steers all the time.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That 160 acres of pasture, 200 head of steers.
What did you call the area near the, well, near the barn where animals could be kept?
Well, barn lot. Barn lot. This would be the barn lot. This here, I used to have this barn lot fenced off, but I don't need what we call a barn lot. It would be around the barn and up next to the house and the like of that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That'd be the barn lot.
Uh-huh.
We generally never kept any stock around the barn inside of that, so if you wanted to come in and out with a team or anything, well, you didn't have to open a gate every time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Save a lot of running around.
Yeah. Save time.
Well, what did you call your sanitary facilities outside?
You know what?
Your sanitary facilities outside before you had indoor toilets?
Well, I don't know. Some of them call them grandmothers, and some of them call them shanties.
Uh-huh.
Or a toilet.
Uh-huh.
Outside toilet.
Did you ever use a privy?
Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. I've heard them call that.
Uh-huh. Well, what would your family most often say?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I expect a privy.
Uh-huh. When you after you brought your hay in, how would you keep it if you kept it outdoors?
We'd stack it.
Uh-huh.
Stack it. We'd build a foundation out of rails to keep it up off the ground, and then we'd aim to put about 3 ton in a stack. And
uh-huh. What shape and size would the stack be?
Well, the stack, they generally hold about 3 ton. We'd aim to get about 3 ton in one stack.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd run it up straight for a while and then bulge it out a little, and then draw it in and make a V shape so it would turn water.
Right.
Then we'd weight it down with some weights. We'd take a piece of a rail and cut it in two and put twine over the stack, put one each way, and that would hold it from blowing off.
Would this be round or would it be oblong?
Well, it'd be sort of a square.
Uh-huh.
It'd be sort of a square.
Now, you only had the one shape in general, huh?
Yeah. Then sometimes we'd be able